Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because Karen Kerrigan is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Already, she's already had her 12th anniversary show with us, which we had on the anniversary of her being on our show for the first time. In fact, she was maybe the third guest that I had on my show, and so she's such a glutton for punishment. She keeps coming back. It's amazing. But she's one of my heroes, folks. Karen, nobody pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan does. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And my good friend Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, good to be here.
It's good to have you.
Thank you for that kind introduction.
Well, every word true and more. Karen, thank you for being here. Karen, there was in the last 30 days, there were two earthquakes. One in Haiti, which did a lot of damage and caused a lot of pain and human suffering. And I don't mean to be, I'm not being flippant here at all, but there was another one. There was a political earthquake in Massachusetts, and that's caused a lot of mayhem in some political circles, didn't it?
Oh yeah, as it should. I mean, as it should.
It was nothing short of an earthquake.
Was Massachusetts, it? I think, had the opportunity to channel the concerns and the fears and the the opposition, I believe, to the policy track that the Congress and the administration has taken on a number of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're just hoping that our elected officials get the message, the right message, from the election. And I'm not quite sure they have. I think some in the Democratic Party and in the leadership have gotten that message, and they do want to change course. But I think others really haven't taken that message, home. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, Jim.
Well, what did you make of that? Now, of course, folks, as surely everybody knows by now, Ted Kennedy's seat after his death in August, his seat became open. It was a special election. 30 days ago, the Democrat, Attorney General Martha Coakley of Massachusetts, had a 30-point lead ahead of Scott Brown, the Republican, who wound up winning by 5 or 6 points. That took everybody's breath away, Republican and Democrat, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, I'm really not surprised. I think that, given where the administration and Congress was going on the big issue of the day, obviously health care, the big massive bill that would in effect raise the cost of health coverage and wouldn't cover everyone and did everything that the administration and the president said it wouldn't do, Massachusetts residents and voters had a right to be concerned. I mean, their health plan in the state that
right.
passed is vastly raising mm-hmm. costs mm-hmm. in the state. Waiting lines for doctors are increasing.
And can I stick something in here?
Sure.
That the plan that Massachusetts has is not Mitt Romney's plan. It's the Mitt Romney plan after the legislature in Massachusetts got hold of it, because they put it back in all the mandates. His plan was to take the mandates out and make it a purely universal plan, I've heard him report that the legislature wouldn't leave it like that. They put the mandates back in, and which is what was going to happen with the Obamacare, and that's what people don't like about it.
Right, right. Oh no, they just said, look at what you're doing is federalizing the Massachusetts plan.
Yeah.
Which would, in effect, make our health plan in Massachusetts even worse.
So the Massachusetts election.
But we need something that's going to fix the health care system, not go down the track of Massachusetts, and certainly not make the Massachusetts situation far worse than it currently is.
So you do you believe the Massachusetts plan, I mean the Massachusetts results, wound up being good for America's small businesses?
Do I think what? Oh, absolutely. I think it was a win for small business. I certainly think
nationally.
It was a victory for small business
yeah.
because it stopped that health care plan in its tracks.
And put other
small
and,
businesses.
And it slowed other things down, like the cap and trade bill and like the union bill. It put a speed bump in front of those, and all of that's good for small business, for every small business in America, in my opinion, in Karen's opinion as well. We'll take a quick break. 22, right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the President's State of the Union speech and other topics. Oh, by the way, Karen worked with the White House on some small business issues this week. She's going to report on that too. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.